Paul, how would you sum that up today?
Hey, look, it's disappointing. I thought the first half were excellent. You know, we caused them problems, we pressed them all over, which is what we wanted to do, and got ourselves in front. Second half, I think we've got to give Reading credit. They done to us second half what we done first half, and we couldn't really get out. We started playing too many longer balls when it wasn't on. And the three goals are all goals are poor when you're a manager, but you know, the penalty and the two goals after that, from our point of view, are disappointing.
Did you get a good look at the pen?
It's not really, no. Not really, no. But look, if it's a pen, it's a pen. I can't see otherwise until I've seen it again.
Were there similarities to the Birmingham game, another game where you're led at half time, you were in control for the most part, and then in a split second it just goes away from you?
It isn't. It's concentration levels at vital time. You know, they've got back in the game at 1-1, which is credit to them. And you know, we started playing with our hearts rather than our heads. You know, and point might not have been a bad point today. And you know, we're pushing forward and pushing forward. Where sometimes you've got to keep your discipline a little bit. And we paid when the fit is in the break. And, well, you've got to give Reddit quality players in their team. You know, there's a lot of their players were playing the Premier League last year. And if you switch off against players of that calibre, you're going to get punished.
Can you quite believe it, though? I mean, even though many people would say it would go down to the last day, that it has actually come to this now?
It has, and we've got to deal with it. You know, we're 45 games in now, and we're still with a massive fighting chance of staying up, and that's been our aim. We've got to go down there knowing that we need a result to stay in this division, and that's the one thing we'll do.
Dare I say you'd be glad to see the back of the month of April? I mean, it's been incredible, hasn't it? I mean, you're in such a strong position, and then losing five and drawing one, and now down to the final day.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, as you say, it is what it is, and we have to deal with it, and we'll get a good week's training, and then we go down there with a positive frame of mind, as always, and see what we can get.
What did you say to the players afterwards? Because what can you do? Because you can't be too critical at this stage, can you? Really just got to regroup?
No, we'll lift them, and then we'll get them going again. You know, we'll deal with the second half on Monday, and then we draw a line under it, like we do when we win games, when we draw games, when we lose games. We'll analyse it and we'll get ready for the next game ahead, and it's a massive, massive game for us. So the one thing we do is go down there and really try and get at them and try and get something out of it.
Would it make any difference either way, whether or not, you know, it's in your hands, in that if Wigan and Birmingham draw, or if Birmingham win that game, you're going to be in the bottom three? Will it make any difference going into that match?
No, because I feel we're going to have to go down there and get something anyway. You know, I've said all along that we can't look at other teams and we can't rely on other teams. So we've got to go down there and try and get a result by hook or by crook and give it everything we've got and see what happens.
It's going to be tough though, isn't it? I mean, they've been so good this year, and they've still got that carrot of trying to get 100 points.
Yeah, look, it's going to be tough, but every game in this division's tough. And, you know, sometimes it's maybe better going there the last game of the season. I know Nigel too well that the players won't be in the beach quite yet, but you never know.
Do you think there's going to be? I mean, there always seems to be drama on the last day, doesn't there? It's not just you and Birmingham. There's other teams that are still in there, that it could be that during the course of that match, lots of swings and lots of differences.
In this division, there's drama every week and there's shocks every week. You know, you look at results and you wonder where that's came from. So we go down there with that attitude that make it be us, make us have the short result next week, and let's see where it takes us.
It seemed like there was a lot of angry faces after the game on the players, that, you know, maybe this is a game too far in terms of, you know, it's really, they've started to express their anger now. Will that be a good thing?
It's not so much a game too far. I think they're angry because they know that individual errors have cost us today. You know, and I can't remember Sam Johnson having a save to make from any sort of shot, really. And we've lost 3-1, so, you know, we have to be much better than that.
I just mean in terms of, like, you know, as their anger starts, if they started to sort of visibly express that in terms of being a game that where they've like another defeat, you can't believe it. Could that give you a bit of an edge if they're going into that Leicester game sort of thinking that way?
But they know in no uncertain terms what we need next week, and, you know, sometimes that's not a bad thing.
What about Mark Duffy? What's the situation with him? Has he hurt himself in training this week?
Yeah, he slipped on Thursday, and he's jarred his back, which has really stiffened up a bit. You know, with others, as with always, you're hoping it's not too serious, but he was nowhere near making it today. So hopefully he'll do the work with the physio and see where he is next week.